I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a really interesting show for you guys this week. As many of you might know, a couple of months ago, we announced a unique partnership with Golf Tech, and if you don't know about them, you will by the end of this show. And what we're trying to do is something that basically we've stood for a long time, which is bring proper instruction, technique, fitting, and everything else to the masses in an easy way and understandable, you know, kind of get out of the technical lingo and mumbo jumbo, as I like to say, and have people explain it the right way where the average golfer can kind of visualize it and see it firsthand. So we partnered up with Golf Tech, and we think people are getting instruction the proper way now. And we wanted to bring Don from Golf Tech on to kind of answer some questions that we've been getting from our readers about what Golf Tech is outside of just a place to get lessons. So I want to welcome Don to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Don, Golfer Gal and I kind of know about Golf Tech from our background and everything else, but a lot of our readers and listeners may not. So Golfer Gal, why don't you ask him the first question that we've been getting so much?
Okay, yeah, this is definitely the most popular question that we've been getting. And really, can you explain to us the Golf Tech philosophy on instruction and why it's been so successful?
Absolutely. We call our overall approach a proven path to proven results. And over the last 15 years, we've worked and built this system, and I think we've seen the kind of success that we can be proud of that really supports that our methodology is good. The proven path that we look at consists of basically five factors. The first one is fact-based diagnosis, and kind of is the cornerstone of how Golf Tech got started. Our co-founder and CEO, Joe Ossel, saw an opportunity for us to combine video technology along with motion measurement technology to really give the instructor or coach a better sense of exactly what's going on within a golf swing. You know, that swing takes a second and happens in the blink of an eye, and there's so many moving parts. And so what we did is use the motion measurement technology, had over 150 tour pros over the years take swings on it, and while every tour pro has a different swing, they all have kind of the same fundamentals. They're all hitting the ball squarely. They're all coming in on plane, those kinds of things. And we were able to incorporate that into a teaching system that quickly identifies the problem areas in your setup or in your takeaway or in the follow-through as you go through the swing. And we present that in a really nice red, yellow, green presentation. So if your setup is green, that's good. If it's yellow, we probably need to work on it. If it's red, you know, we really need to work on it. And it's a great way to interface with golfers as they're learning so they can better connect with what's going on. We follow that with a series of sequential lessons that work from the ground up and from setup to finish. We look at advanced retention tools that we offer, allowing people to go online and easily track the progress that they're making on the course, relive their lessons by watching video or seeing drills or notes and hearing audio commentary that was actually recorded during their lesson, allows us to give a little bit better bang for the buck. When you take a lesson with Golf Tech, you can go back home, watch it online anytime that's convenient for you, and kind of relive that lesson. It helps you with your practice in between. We offer video-based practice in our bays, which allows people to really focus on the swing mechanics that they're working on instead of just watching the ball fly through the air and hope, you know, think they know what happened with their swing that time. This allows them to watch their swing back on video and really see if they were, you know, getting rid of that hitch in their swing. And then we follow that up at the end with precision match clubs. And we think that there's a set of clubs that's perfectly matched for every golfer at every level and ability. And we want to get that club in the right hands so that people can perform the best on the course with the swing they've built. So, over the years, I probably should even tell you, it's been very successful. We've had some internal and external polling and results tracking from our clients that show that 95% of our clients show some level of improvement in their golf game with us.
So red, yellow, and green, like a stoplight. I think I'd be afraid to actually see my swing in that.
You think it's going to light up red?
Well, I think somebody would pop out of the monitor with a stop sign and just say, stop, step away from the cameras, move away, leave the store, please.
Yeah, it's interesting. We measure your body position at six different points. We look at your shoulder, your hip bend, and at each point during the swing, we take the measurements. So we end up with a grid of about 24 boxes that can be red, yellow, or green. So it can definitely look like a holiday picture these days, you know, when you see a lot of reds and greens mixed in there. And we have people who, you know, when they start with us, they can only get, you know, maybe four or five or six of those to be green, and then now they're up to 15 or 20 out of 24 that are green. So people can visually see the progress that they're making in terms of getting their swing kind of more consistent and more within the right parameters.
This is totally jumping off track, but have you ever had anybody come in and just be all green or just all red?
Well, Steve, I don't know if someone could do the all red. That would be actually pretty difficult.
You have not seen me play golf yet.
Exactly. Steve Atherton, who's one of our VPs here and is a master professional with the PGA and instruction, he's claimed to, and I haven't seen it, but he's claimed to have hit all green a couple times. So you have to just have the perfect situation. And it's probably a good point of reinforcement. It's a tool to help us guide where we need to work on. Just because you have a perfectly green swing doesn't mean you're playing the best golf you can play. It's just a guideline. So you can get really refined with it. But we've had some people who have been able to get to the all green level.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Now, you mentioned a second ago that, you know, you guys believe that instruction and fitting go hand in hand. Is there a methodology or a correct sequence? We get this question all the time. Should I get fitted before lessons or should I get lessons before fitting?
Yeah, and I think it's a good question. I think it all depends on what you're trying to achieve with your golf game. You can certainly start by getting fit, finding a set of clubs that matches what you're working on, but you'll be basically covering up a lot of the bigger flaws in your swing. So, you know, clubs do help you. Properly matched clubs will definitely help you play better, but better is all relative. So am I getting a few more yards and still hitting it into the woods? You know, well, that's not going to help me much. So I think at our core, we believe that a better swing goes a lot further in improving your play than a properly matched club. But if you're relatively happy with the way you're playing and you're looking to just improve a bit, I think that the properly matched clubs are really going to help you and be maybe a good option for you to look at. If you're hitting it all over the map and you think that buying a new set of clubs is going to kind of correct that, you're probably going to be disappointed. You might be able to hit it a little better, but you'll still have a pretty frustrating round of golf if you don't get the swing worked on.
See, wait, I always thought I could blame the equipment.
No.
That's
yeah,
not right.
I did that once. I about 15 years ago, I was out and ended up in a group with a guy who was trying to qualify for PGA membership and was prepping for his PAT, and I had a terrible shot and blamed the club. And he said, "Let me see." And he dropped it and knocked it on the green about 5 feet from the hole. I said, "No, it seems fine to me."
So
I learned pretty quick that there's a lot more operator error than equipment error in my world.
That one had to sting a little.
he didn't say anything the rest of the round about my club. I'll tell you that.
Now, you alluded to the fitting, and we've talked a little bit about it. Now, Golf Tech's fitting is extremely high-tech. It's not a simple white lie board, people hitting off of it to get lie angle and things like that. How is it on the golfer, and what kind of results should they expect with matched equipment?
Well, I think, you know, you talk about high-tech, and some people hear that and maybe can get a little bit intimidated and say, I don't want to be in a gadgety system, but I kind of look at iPads and iPods, you know, those are high tech, but they're also really user friendly. So what we're trying to do with the technology is provide that fact-based approach that will allow our coach to know what's going on and for our clients to see what's going on, but present that tech in a way that is very easy to follow. So that red, yellow, green is a great example of kind of trying to make it a user friendly interface to easily spotlight the areas that we could work on without getting you sucked into a grid of numbers and trying to get lost in all of that. So we do like the technology because it does help the learning process, but we also want to make sure that it's presented in a very helpful, user-friendly way. A great example of that is our Player Performance Center, which is an online kind of a locker room that people can go to, clients can go to after their lesson, and I think I kind of referenced it before, but visually it's very appealing, but it allows you to go back and watch video from your swing, from the last lesson, hear the audio commentary. You can watch some drills, you know, maybe if you're working on. I started with golf tech, and I had the Elvis hip. So when I took my backswing, my leg swayed and my hip shifted back. And there's a drill that we have that, you know, involves using a chair, and you put it next to your right hip, and it kind of helps you stop swaying. Well, that drill video presentation will be right in the Player Performance Center for you to see. So if people can manage their accounts, they can track their on-course progress, you know, do a little bit of game tracking. They can read local news about clinics or demo days or events that we're going to host in the upcoming weeks. And it's a great way for people to improve their improvement path and reinforce what they're working on between lessons. So that's what we try to do.
I think that's fantastic, because I can only imagine, especially somebody who's a beginner who goes in and they're already nervous enough as it is, and they're trying to take everything in and understand what they're supposed to be doing. They're going to forget when they get home. They can write notes down as much as they want, but, you know, with being able to visually see it again, that has to be very helpful, especially for beginners.
Well, yeah, I think it's helpful for everybody. You know, we try and compress lessons into about a half hour period. We think that that's more convenient for people's busy schedules, mm-hmm. and we pack a lot of information into that lesson. It really is amazing how much your coach can cover, and like you said, you walk out of there and you've heard a lot of good stuff, and it sounds good and it makes sense, and you go back to work and you come home at the end of the day, and what was he said? I can't remember.
Exactly.
You know, what was she teaching
you? I say that to
today?
My wife a lot.
That's because he doesn't listen to me. That's a different story altogether.
We should figure out a way to license this technology for wives. That would be a wonderful holiday gift.
And with all your technology, could you also make a mute button?
Oh.
I know.
I think I'll pass on answering that question. But, you know, I think that what you find is that there's so many different moving parts and so many things you can work on. When we look at a half-hour lesson, we can more isolate one or two things to try and work on in that particular lesson, have you come home, relive that lesson, maybe work on some drills that you can do in the meantime. Maybe it's at your desk in the office, or maybe it's at home. You don't necessarily have to be on the range to do some of these drills. And then you're able to really kind of progress in the next lesson and have made the progress in the meantime after that first lesson and really see that improvement. And it helps for beginners and for more advanced players. They're just working on different things most of the time.
Go ahead, Morgan.
I was going to say, you know, you were talking about the different packages, and you know, you've got beginning golfer to experienced golfer. What kind of golf tech packages do you recommend to sign up for? And let me also say that one of the things that we hear all the time, especially on our forum, are people who are just starting out and they're afraid to get lessons because they're embarrassed and they don't want to go in there not knowing anything. How can you recommend a package for them, and what would you tell them or to say to them so that they're not nervous?
Fair enough. I probably honestly can't answer what package to recommend. I think part of how we do things is going to lead to a recommendation based on everybody's individual situation. So, you know, we teach golfers of all ages and abilities, and we build personalized plans to fit those needs. So once we see what you're trying to do currently and what your goal is down the road, then we can kind of our coaches are able to kind of identify, well, we're going to have to work on this and this and this and this and this. And if it takes us a couple weeks to do improvement on each one, you know, this could add up to a few months or whatever we're going to work on. So if you're a beginner or if you're an advanced player, it's still a matter of getting from A to B and seeing what kind of path is going to be needed to do that. You know, we don't believe necessarily in a quick fix. And, you know, there's a lot of promises that you see in the golf marketplace that say, hey, order this video or buy this training aid and you know, you'll be amazed at the progress you make. That's true. But if you want to have real lasting maximum improvement, you need to look at it in a more fundamental, you know, functional change to how you do things. And that takes some time. So, you know, we believe that we're faster than most in delivering that long-term improvement. But, you know, that does still take some time to do. As far as the beginner is concerned, I think that our coaches probably prefer to have a beginner come to the bay. I know they would have in my case, because I had 20 to 30 years of bad playing experience and, mm-hmm. and lots of bad advice rattling around in my head. And
oh, I know
it
that
took
feeling.
Us a while for me to that kind of break the bad habits. And, you know, most of the beginners haven't built the bad habits quite yet. So they're more spongy, and they can soak in the guidance that they're getting from the coach instead of having to kind of learn how to undo things and then relearn the new things. So from a beginner's point of view, I would definitely recommend looking at Golf Tech. You know, we hear stories from our coaches all the time of people who are beginners and came in, and maybe they even worked several months or even a year just in the bay, and then finally went out on the course and, you know, shot phenomenal scores, like low 80s, upper 70s type stuff. And for a first round of golf, that's a pretty nice way to start things off.
Absolutely.
I think that beginners would like it. Maybe categorize things a little bit too. I also think that women have an appeal with the Golf Tech Bay, because it is a private one-on-one indoor bay. Instead of having everybody kind of feel like everyone's peeking down the golf range line at you or watching you from the corner of their eye, you can feel comfortable to work on something and not feel bad about whiffing on a ball or shanking one off the shank board, because that's what the indoor bay is supposed to do. I think that helps beginners be less self-confident about making the changes, and I think it also appeals to the women for the same reason. I think they like to take lessons a lot of times in groups more often because there's safety in numbers, so to speak. So I think it appeals to that audience because of the private bay aspect of what we do.
I have two comments to that. First, I've tried to explain that to Golfer Gal many times, that her starting out in the game with lessons like she did has been far beneficial than me going and get lessons after the fact from a Golf Tech instructor like I have, because to me they're breaking down my folding lawn chair of a swing and rebuilding it, and her, it was like modeling clay from the beginning, and it's really worked out to be something good. Second of all, did I really hear you say you have something called a shank board?
We do. You know, we have a little clear plastic board near the hitting area, just to kind of help people if they do end up using it. I don't think I've ever actually hit it myself, but, you know, people have.
Easy to say on the radio.
Listen, I will out myself right here on the radio. I was one of those people who was deathly afraid to get out on the range and get my lessons and have people look at me. And I hit a ball that hit a pile of balls that bounced off and hit a girl in the butt. So... Oh. It was the most – it could be the single most embarrassing moment of my life.
No, don't kid yourself.
So had I had the experience of being one-on-one in a bay
like
that –
And hitting off shank boards,
I think I would have felt far more comfortable, because I think it took me 6 months to get back out on the course after that, because I refused to show my face. I was that embarrassed. And I did. I felt like there was a spotlight on me the entire time.
Yeah, I do think that that's a common a factor. I think beginners experience that a lot too, because they just – I think there's some expectation that everybody knows what they're doing out there, and there's a lot of information. I read a lot and know that there's a lot to do with my swing, but that doesn't mean I'm good at it. I just know the lingo better, and I'm not as afraid to miss some swings. But as a beginner, it's very, I can see, very intimidating to go even to a range and feel like the guy to your left and the guy to your right are both striping it down the middle of the fairway, and I'm barely getting it off the tee, you know.
Or hitting the person.
It can be nerve-wracking. Yeah, or hitting, or even worse, hitting somebody, yeah.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned one thing that I do want to touch on, and that is that you said that it's not always a quick fix and something that takes time. And one thing I want to add is, look at most of the tour pros and the news right now that's been out of Tiger Woods working with a new swing coach. If these guys work every day at their game with somebody still instructing them, why do so many amateurs feel as though they're going to go get three lessons and then be a scratch golfer? While I believe I am a firm believer that lessons will fix anything compared to training aids, DVDs, tapes, new clubs, or anything else, I do think I want people to understand that it's something that should be ongoing. If you want to be serious about this game, is, you know, take some lessons, understand the swing a little better, but continue to get updates as things go wrong, because nobody can tell you better than an instructor can.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially with the technology that we have. We're able to show the video and isolate, you know, what your hips or body is doing, and then show you side by side with a comparable tour professional and see what they're doing. You know, it takes some of that you know, kind of honest feedback from an expert on the outside to tell you what you need to be doing. And a great example, we do clinics from time to time and do, you know, demos at like a golf expo or whatever. And I was at one that we were doing a couple months ago. And there was a group of probably 20, 30 people gathered around, and one of the crowd was getting a demo lesson that was being announced on the speaker system so people could follow along. And, you know, the guy who was on the mat hitting the ball was getting exactly the kind of guidance and coaching and instruction that he needed. And that everybody else in the crowd is kind of sitting there watching and going, oh, yeah, that I need to work on that, too. I need to work on that, too. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, you probably need to work on something different. But you need the coach to look at it and tell you what you should be working on, tell you what they're seeing that you're doing wrong that you don't even realize you're doing. And I think there's a lot in the golf world, there's so much individuality, and it's such a journey to mastery for a player to kind of be really independently or self-controlled over how they play. So focused on their own ability and performance that it probably transfers into the mentality of improvement that I know what I need to do. If I just read enough, if I just work on, you know, on my own enough, I think I can get there. And it's a rare person that can really do that. You could probably learn how to play piano or guitar by yourself, but it would be tough and it would take a special person to be proficient or fairly proficient at it on their own. So if you think of, you know, trying to pick up an instrument and play it, you're going to need someone to help you and show you some techniques and help you with different things about playing piano or playing guitar that will help you improve faster. And that's what we do.
So did I hear you say that we can compare our swings to some of the PGA players during our lessons?
Yeah, we do that. And we're not trying to make you swing like a tour pro or any specific person. But, a lot of the guys on tour, you know, their hips are not swaying. Their hands aren't coming over the top. They're dropping on plane. Their balance at follow through is very strong. And when you're working on a particular aspect of your swing, and I can speak from personal, this is one of the things that is most effective to me. You know, I'll get to the top of my swing. The coach will help put my arms in the position where they should be. And I'll stand there for a second and say, this feels weird. I'm not buying into this. This doesn't feel right at all. And then I'll look down at the screen, and there standing next to me is maybe Ernie Els or maybe Tiger Woods or something like that. And his body looks the same as where I'm standing. And I'm like, oh, maybe this is right. And now I can start accepting it and getting my body more comfortable with going to this new position. It's amazing, for me at least, how much that helps me kind of sink in on and accept the changes that the coach is guiding me to.
Is it possible that I could have my swing exactly modeled like Jim Furyk?
I don't know if that's a replicatable swing.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I think that may be a one of a kind.
I think so.
But I'd like to replicate his on-course performance and his bank account. I would love to try and replicate his playing and his bank account. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I would take a portion of his bank account. I'd be happy with that.
Now, we do have one last question that's been coming up a lot because winter's upon us.
Yeah, there's frost on the ground, and we live in Florida.
So
okay.
How can golf tech keep golfers sharp in the off season?
Well, I'm going to guess that question you're giving me as a gift for the holiday season so I could promote golf tech a little bit. I appreciate it. We do have some special holiday improvement packages available. And basically those are consisting of our first lesson, a swing evaluation, which takes an hour, and then you can couple that up with up to three follow-up lessons. So it's a great way for someone to kind of get initiated into what Golf Tech does and see how we work on your improvement and get you started. We do have 10% off of all of our improvement plans and other selected lesson programs, and it's a great, you know, for someone who's just getting started. Or even if you've been playing for a long time and are an avid, you know, top player, it's also great for a seasoned veteran to take advantage of. All of our facilities, are 72 and sunny every day. You know, so even if there's frost on the ground in Florida, or as my relatives say, they get cold around 62, maybe 63 degrees when that are living in Florida.
That's freezing.
You can always come in.
Yeah, that's like put the heat on here.
So
yeah, I'll be wearing the shorts and they'll be wearing the heavy coats.
Exactly.
I do want to say one thing. You talked about the swing evaluation. THP is actually giving one of those away in our 12 Days of Holiday Cheer contest that's going on right now. Get your entries in because we start giving out prizes next week. I want
to
thank Don.
Yeah, we're excited to participate with that. We're glad to participate with that. We think it's a great idea, and we're looking forward to a lot of fun. If I could say one thing,
sure.
If you are interested in some of the options we have, go to givebettergolf.com, and you'll be able to see more about getting started with Golf Tech and either buying a gift or getting yourself something to unwrap.
Well, I want to thank Don for coming on. You can check out golftech.com or the last one you just gave us, which was givebettergolf.com. Check them out. If you are a member of the THP forum, sign on, ask some questions. These people are here to help. If you're not, sign up right now. You can, you know, chat with some of the Golf Tech experts, the coaches that they have there, straight from the improvement centers, as well as we're going to have a lot of fun things coming up with them, some more videos on the homepage of our site, more radio shows and everything else. So I want to thank Don for coming on. I hope it was as fun for you as it was for us.
Thank you so much, Don.
It was. Thanks, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
So for myself and Golfer Gal, unlike us hitting from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Goodbye, everybody.